Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. My name is Mike Campbell, and I have my lovely wife, Jada, with me today. Say hello, Jada.
Hello, Jada. How's everybody this morning? It is a great morning.
There's one in every crowd. That's all I'm going to say.
This crowd's only two people.
It is a great morning. And, I don't know. It was a bluebird day yesterday. Looks like it might be another bluebird day today. Hard to imagine all the raging storm that took place about 5 days ago or so, maybe a week. And the tragedy still continues on for those that are in East Tennessee and North Carolina, Florida, Georgia. South Carolina, I understand.
They're starting to find the different missing people. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. Well, we're talking about being centered. We're talking about Psalm 118 and verse number 8. Hun, you got that scripture you want to read?
Yeah, it says 118:8 says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man."
Hey, it's better to trust. And that's what we want to focus on a little bit today is trusting the Lord than to put your confidence in man. Man does not have the ability to not lie. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Man does not have the ability to not lie unless he has a renewed mind and he's really working toward, you know, making sure that he keeps everything right.
Yeah. You know, the bottom line is we can live for Christ and work hard at being good and doing all the right things, but we mess up. We're human. We have frailties. We have faults. And as good as we can be, following the word of God, we still fail. And so the whole idea on this scripture is, you know, God never fails. God never goes back on his word. Right. He is always faithful to his word. And we need to put our trust in the Lord because he will always come through.
Yeah. Isaiah 55:11 says that God does not, his word does not return unto him void, but it will prosper in that which it was sent to accomplish because he does not carry the capacity to tell a lie. And so what we need to do is learn to be rooted and centered in God. And this should be evidenced by our humility and our love. First John 4:8 says, God is love. So we need to be rooted and grounded in that love. We are the anchor, or that love is the anchor that we're to have in our life, so that we can accomplish what God has called us to accomplish in life.
That's right.
Now, let's focus on Ephesians 3, honey. Do you have that pulled up?
Yes, I do. You want the New King James or do you want the...
Yeah, I understand it better that way.
Okay. New King James says this, "For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he who would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man." Now this is 17 now. It says that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the heights, to know the love of Christ which passes understanding, that you may be filled with the fullness of God.
See, and the ability to be filled with the fullness of God is lodged in being rooted and grounded in God. Mm-hmm. I mean, that verse just sticks out, you know, where he says, strengthened in your inner man by his spirit, that Christ would dwell in our heart through faith. There we are, through faith, being rooted and grounded in love. Man, God is love, and love is at the center of all that we do in order to be centered in Christ, centered on the Lord. That's what gives us the ability to comprehend with all the saints, the depth, length, height, and breadth of the love of God.
Right.
To know the love of Christ, which passes understanding. It's all centered in us, being centered or being focused directly on the Lord. Yeah. That's what's so important.
And it says, and it says to be rooted and grounded in love. And then it says, so that you may be filled with the fullness of God. So that you can know the love of Christ. And I think unbelievers and new believers have a hard time comprehending the depth of the love of God that he has for us. As either unbelievers, when you try to get across to people what God does for us and the life that we live for him, there's not an understanding, because they can't have that understanding. And a new believer as well, until they get in the Word and they get rooted in the Word, they don't have the understanding as well.
Yeah. You know, Jada, some people preach Jesus without love, and they're mad. They're mad at the world. You know, maybe some things haven't gone right. It's very much a religious spirit when we act that way. But people, what we need to understand is that people are drawn by the light, and they will stay at the light where there's love. It's like a bug. You know, you turn on a light in the night, in the darkness, and bugs are attracted to the light. But why do they stay at the light? Because they feel the warmth that the light produces. People want to feel the love that God produces through you, that it can come out and they can feel that love. They are attracted to it. How many times did people tell us at Trinity, then they just felt love. They could feel, that was a drawing power, that the love of God. Same thing over here at Life Point. People talk about feeling the love of God. Mm-hmm. See, they're feeling the warmth of the light that's being projected through those who are rooted and grounded. And that's a significant thing, that being, in order to plug into God, you have to unplug from the world. And honestly, all right, get ready now. I'm going to rock your world. You got to unplug from social media. Mm-hmm. I've found here lately, since I've been doing some shorts on YouTube, that I like to watch the shorts, time consuming things that I do not need in my life. And so I'm going to have to work at not paying attention to those. Right. But you will find the depth, the length, the breadth, and the height of God's love when you unplug from the world and unplug from social media and get rooted and grounded into God.
And I like where it says here, I like where it says here, when you are centered on Jesus and his word, some will think you are radical. And go through what it means about being radical. I like that.
Well, let me think about this. I don't even think I marked it down.
Yeah, radical comes from the word
radicalized.
Radicalis.
And it literally means, that word radicalis literally means to be rooted in something. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be rooted. I don't know. I thought I had marked that down.
Well, and it says here, when you get rooted in God, you produce radical fruit.
Yes.
And when you're rooted in God, he will make sure that you are full of fruit, that you're producing radical fruit. And I think one thing we need to understand is that when we are radical for God, when we're rooted and centered on him and the word of God, we are living a radical life. And your marginalized, lukewarm Christians will look at you like you're radical.
Yeah.
But that radical love is what will draw unbelievers in. The radical love.
When you're rooted, you're going to be fruited by God. Now, I know that doesn't make sense necessarily in the English language, but when you're rooted in God, you're going to produce much fruit. You know, John 15 talks about producing fruit. Then he says that we produce more fruit and then much fruit. And when we're rooted in God, we're going to produce that much fruit. God is love. And when I'm rooted in him, people ought to be able to feel the love bearing fruit and see the fruit in my life. And if there's no love, then there's no God. I'm sorry. That's the way it works, because God is love. You know, God was rooted in humanity. He chose humanity. When I say he's rooted in, now he's not acting like us, okay? But his love was so rooted in us that he was willing to give his son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And let me tell you, that is strong. When God is so affected and so desirous of having us with him. And then so what we need to do in turn is get rooted in him. you know, a marginalized and lukewarm Christians think that you're radical when you're centered in God. You know, that I've had people tell me that, man, you're just radical. Listen, no, I'm not. I'm radical because I'm rooted, but I'm not just so overboard that, you know, people, you know, there are some Christians, Jake, who are so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. That's not what we're talking about here. Okay. Jesus was as heavenly minded as anybody I know or have ever known. And yet he was so good for humanity. Mm-hmm. He would go about teaching, preaching, and healing. Right. His compassion for humanity would just pour out and cause him to do things. That is what I desire for my life. And that's what every Christian ought to desire, that we're so rooted in him. And it literally means that because we understand this truth about what God says, that my soul is literally set on fire. And now I'm producing a fruit of love in my life because I'm rooted and grounded in him.
Right.
You know, Rabbi will come around and tell me that Jesus loved me, and I try to keep him away from me. But he was radical in the sense that he was centered, and he knew what I needed in my life. And when that angel appeared to me in my car and told me there'd be one named Rabbi who'd tell me the truth, I knew where to go. I didn't know where he lived. I had to find out where he lived, but I knew where to go. And I said, man, you need to tell me what you know that I don't know. And it was always that attraction. And I like Proverbs 3:5 on that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do. And he, the Lord, he will show you which path to take. It's absolutely true. That's the rooted life. That's the centered life that God's calling us to live.
That's right. That's right. You know, being radical, you know, people need to know that you're different. If people don't know that you're different, then are you really showing God's love? Are you showing a supernatural love, a compassion for people? Are you showing that you're different in any way? And if you're not showing that you're different, then are you rooted and grounded in him? Because we should be different from the world.
Yeah. You're right. Well, we're going to have to wrap up today, but tomorrow's coming. And that means tomorrow we get to wrap up this program. And we're going to talk about what a centered life looked like in the Old Testament. I think you're going to like the analogy that we're going to bring up tomorrow, the example, I guess I should say, not necessarily an analogy, but an example of what God wanted the centered life to look like for those who were under the old covenant. And we need to consider it for the new covenant. Well, Father, we pray for every person watching. Pray today will be a great day. Thank you now for the goodness of God. Thank you that you're strengthening our inner man with might by your spirit, that we'll know the depth, length, height, and breadth of the love of God, which passes understanding, Father. Thank you that we're rooted in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, and follow button somewhere down there. And if you're on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe now on YouTube so you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing.
That's right.
As we deliver good news to the nations.
Well, join us tomorrow, same bad time, same bad channel, for more of PM and the AM as we wrap this up on being centered. God bless everybody. Have a great day.
God bless.